and all you New Yorkers. Taxi.
Okay, we're looking around.
This is the 77 WABC minicast.
Good afternoon. I am Madam Adams, Cindy Adams from the New York Post. I am in it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and I have been since the beginning of time. And if you used to listen to me from 1 to 2, because that's the time I was always on, for some reason they have promoted me or upgraded me, and now I am on from 2 to 3. And if you don't like me, they'll probably throw me off from 3 to 4. But right now I'm on from 2 to 3 on Sundays, WABC 770 on the AM dial. And I want to tell you, there is one thing I do not understand about Biden, and I want to mention that to you. The fact is, the man doesn't really care. He only cared for two things in his life: a long time do-nothing in D.C., which is what he was. He only thirsted for the job. He desperately wanted to be president. And two, he cared for family. His, not yours. He got what he wanted, all he ever wanted. And as far as he's concerned, the rest of this whole effing world can basically go to hell. I'm telling you what I know, not what I think. Onward, onward, onward. The city that never sleeps, it's crying. Last Sunday, the Yankees invited me to Wallman Rink so I could view the new sports game, Paddle. They were sponsoring it. Then came, don't go, not safe. There was a Hamas pro and a pro-Israel rally. Both were out, and temperature on the street where I live was hate. It also corroded the indoors. Take fashion magazines, which, the way the world is today, are about as much in demand as watching Biden do the polka. Advertising has pooped. Readers are down. Suddenly up comes a lady named Samira Nasser. Her father is Lebanese, mom Trinidadian, first woman of color in Harper's Bazaar's 153 years. She immediately posted support of the terrorists. Nice. It should help subscriptions. All of a sudden, Valerie Salambier, the former publisher of Harper's Bazaar, emailed Hearst's president, plus its former CEO. She said, "I am appalled at those remarks, supporting terrorist group Hamas after they have killed so many people. I should suggest you fire this lady immediately. She is a fashion editor, not a Hamas spokesperson. Shame on her and Hearst for allowing this." Her post was instantly removed. So far, she wasn't. The lady is still working there. Now, since I'm on NYC, I want to talk about the rental market. It's soft. Florida already has more seniors than alligators. Wall Street has offices down there. Our exits will next be to small burgs in the Carolinas, New Hampshire, Maine, states to which nobody's previously rushed, because there's no more land left in Florida that doesn't have somebody on it. So they've got to find other places to go to. You know, thinking back, once upon a Giuliani, his good mayoral days ruled a livable city. Squeegee guys gone, crime down, buddies jailed. Needed now is a new local city council who knows housing, social services, draconian budget cuts, types who'll work the city daytime. The days when we had a really good Giuliani. What we got now is a nighttime mayor. Globally, this planet is in chaos, understood. But in what was once the richest city in the world, where people from all over the world wanted to come, we locally have our own specific suffering. The question is, where are New York City's hotshot bankers? Where are our multimillionaire business leaders? The revered clergy? Harlem people are killing their own people. Why is there no planet? Why is there no panel of black clergymen? Anyone hear our rich big shots speaking out? We don't hear from anybody. It's just we and the press who are screaming. Some people are hiding behind their portfolios and gated mansions in soft, rich places like Greenwich. They've moved further east. But going to it, wherever it is, has already started creeping out. Connecticut is where cars are being stolen. You know why? There is no law enforcement to stop them. So people who have moved to Connecticut are now finding Connecticut is no haven. New York City, where the whole world once wanted to come, now has, you ready? Homeless, crime, rats, migrants, inflation, unemployment, hookers, marijuana, drugs, congestion, traffic, high taxes, bad schools, empty buildings, scary subways, zero parking, killing taxes, construction crews on every street, infrastructure crumbling, empty stores, and east side, west side, all around the town, there's always delivery guys on bicycles banging into you when you walk. I know because I crossed the street the other day. I looked in the correct direction to make sure there was no bicycle coming, and from the wrong direction, I nearly got hit by a bicycle. I'm just telling you. Some people hide behind their portfolios and their gated mansions and soft places, but it's not happening. Those soft places are now turning hard. Squashed in this city that never sleeps, that never sweeps or sleeps, are one-namers who live here. They're not moving out like me, Seinfeld, Spielberg, De Niro, Madonna, Scorsese, D. Trump, Mariah, Sarah Jessica, Beyonce. Also, we got us society types like Rockefellers, Astors, Vanderbilts, plus billionaires who could relocate to the glories of maybe Cincinnati, like a Bloomberg, Lauder, Icahn, Blavatnik, Les Blavatnik, with his $16.3 billions. Listen, I'm bitching and I'm complaining because I love this city and I don't know where it or us or we are going. Be it known that in New York City's world-famous Bronx Zoo, the animals are kept safe, behind bars, for protection. It's we, us, the living, breathing, tax-paying citizens who exist here, work here, live here, love here, survive here, procreate here. We are the creatures with no protection. So before I go any further, I want to tell you, you got to be sure to take care of yourself. Lithium in phosphate batteries are exploding everywhere. They're jeopardizing lives. They're overheating. They're causing fires in electric vehicles, laptops, boats, e-bikes, phones, scooters.